Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons. We will begin in just a moment.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
It's a beautiful, bright, sunny morning as the doors to City Hall burst open and Bench, Oak, and Kevlarin come confidently walking out the front door, hands on hips. Guitars start up in the background. They all reach up and give a huge high five.
Guess who's back in town today? Bench Cavanaugh came to save the day. Been waiting all week, now it's time to play. With those forms and fires, Brood Awakening's on its way.
We've been hustling, bustling through the night. With Bench Cavanaugh, we'll get it right.
Signatures and stamps, we're ready to ignite.
Brood Awakening's future's shining bright. The forms are back in town.
The forms are back in town.
The forms are back in town.
A new chapter to crown.
We said the forms are back in town. Forms are back in town.
Forms are back in town.
With Bench Cavanaugh, we're tattoo buddies, and we'll see you tonight at the Brood Awakening's opening, grand opening. Ceremony.
Forms are back.
Bench?
Sorry, guys. Got a little carried away there. Thanks for backing me up, though. See you tonight.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons, a D&D 5th Edition actual play podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, he, him, and Dungeons & Dragons stars Amy Moore as Aladdin, she, her.
I've made a big mistake.
Tom Laird as Kevlarin Goldweave, he, him.
Oh, okay, what's the best? Oh, fa, you got me.
And Carla Maxted as Bonwind Everbane, she, her.
Bran always said, never believed her, thought she was, you know, just telling me bedtime stories.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production and supported by our patrons. You can find that at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Hey, sign up for a 7-day free trial. And now, fuck it, let's play! There are the sound of quiet footsteps moving through a very enclosed tunnel space. And Tally pipes up and says, we've tried a couple nights. I think maybe we'll get through tonight.
So what I heard was that there is some sort of like party or something over at the Brood Awakening.
Oh,
so. Because like Bench was going to like not be able to have the Brood Awakening anymore.
Oh, that would have been really bad because Bench is super nice.
Yeah, Bench is super cool.
Yeah, everybody likes Bench. Why would they close it? Why would we not have a business?
Well, I don't know if you've been listening, like I've been teaching you, Tally, but lots of people are really sad about how much money that they have to give. Everybody has to give money.
I don't have any money.
We don't have to give money.
Okay, but if we had money, we would have to give it?
Yes.
So why would we want to have money?
Exactly.
Mm.
Yeah, the grown-ups are doing it all wrong.
Fools.
But because of that, I think everybody's going to be over at the Brood Awakening. So
right.
Tonight is the night.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. 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 So we're here. I feel like we've loosened it. We've gotten some of the dirt away. Do we just give it? Can you hear anybody?
Ellen puts her ear up against the wood. Nope.
Okay.
Nope, I don't hear anything. But you're going to stay down here.
I'm going to stay down here. I'll be the lookout.
Yes. And if anything goes wrong up there, you got to run back. And you got to go tell the others.
That something's gone wrong?
Yes.
And then what do you...
Well, and then you wait.
And then we wait.
And then you wait.
And then we wait.
You don't follow.
Don't follow.
Because that's not safe.
That's not safe. But something's gone wrong.
Yeah, but I can handle myself, Tally.
Okay.
What if...
What if?
They find out that mm-hmm. I came in through a tunnel. Then other people know about our tunnels.
So are you going to close the tunnel once you get... We're going to close the tunnel once you get up there so then they're not going to know that?
Yes.
Okay.
But so you're going to keep an ear out.
I will keep an ear out.
And if I scream something like, Tally, run, they're not going to know what I'm talking about.
Ah, that's a big thing. You're talking wild. Maybe you have an imaginary friend named Tally.
Tally, I'm 14.
Yeah?
See, okay, help me push.
You don't have an imaginary friend?
Help me push.
Okay, yeah.
Groan quieter.
Sorry. You're groaning too loud.
That's right. Pipe down on your groaning, Jesus.
You want to make a strength check, or athletics
I was going to say, I am so strong.
With advantage because you have Tally's help.
Yeah, minus one. Let me see here. Who's going to do me right? Lime Dice did okay last time.
Title of your sex tape.
We believe in Lime Dice.
Okay, so that's a 14. Oh, shit. 14.
Okay. It pushes more than it has the previous nights. You've managed to clear away some of the dirt around the seams. It looks like it's built up and packed in over the years. You give it a good heave, and some more sand and dirt kind of falls down on top of you as it lifts up. You think you hear something on the other side, and you pause for a moment. And then after it quiets down again, you push and feel that the seam releases.
So here's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to open it.
Okay.
But just enough for me to slide up there.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Tally gets positions and puts her hands up and holds it and is straining underneath it so that you can just shimmy through and
I up. For sure step on Tally's shoulder.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're doing it. Okay, are you in?
Okay, close it. Close it. Okay. Close it.
And then slowly to a point, and then there's a...
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
What do I see?
You are up inside Everbane's, and you've only really been... You've walked past it on your route through looking in. So you see the forge where there's this red light emanating from a grate. It's illuminating portion of the room. There's shadows are cast everywhere. There's heavy tables off into the side, and you see the faint outline of tools up on the wall. And there is a bit of a glow from a back room. You pause and you don't hear anybody. You don't hear anything. What do you do?
Oh, Aladdin is going to very silently approach the room. Not dead on, obviously. She tiptoes to a wall and just, scooches herself along the wall to try to peer around the corner to see what's, what is making that light. Candle?
Sure.
Another forge?
Yeah, make a stealth roll since you're trying to be super sneaky. Carla, do you want to make a perception roll for no particular reason?
Sure.
12.
Only an 11 for me.
Okay. Dice is in jail now. Fucker.
You, not as silently as you think you're moving through the room, but fairly silently.
I'm child silent, I guess.
You're child silent moving through the room. Making your way towards this back area where there is a bit of a flickering candlelight coming from. You peek through a crack in this doorway and you see inside that Bonwin is in fact here. What's Bonwin doing?
Bonwin is working on her latest order, which is something quite unusual, which she likes, something she's never really worked on before. Her client, Kalu Kale, never really likes to cut their fingernails, which is, like, not the best. Like, it's kind of gross. But Bonwin doesn't judge. She wants that gold. So what Kalu Kale has requested is some sort of, like, fingernail weapon. So what Bonwin is making is a full set of 10, and they are basically like armor and then a claw at the end.
Like Freddy Krueger kind of vibe?
More like, it's like armor so it articulates. Like you can wear it on your fingers and it will move and it comes to a very sharp, sharp, sharp point.
So more of a Black Panther than Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, they're quite ornate and beautiful. Super light and flexible because it's using that estral, so they're going to be really sharp, like probably too sharp. Again, this isn't Bonwin's problem. Why does Kalu Kale even want these? Are they getting in scratching fights? Who knows? But they look gorgeous, and that's actually all that Bonwin cares about. She takes pride in things being functional and beautiful, and that's what these are. So she's quite concentrated because there's very small sort of points of articulation in each of the finger joints and things like that. So she's probably got like a jeweler's loop or magnifying glasses on her face with the light coming down and is just quite concentrated.
Oh my God. Imagine. Poor Aladdin out there peering in. Bonwin has put it on her hand and is testing it out and looking at the joints to see if they're moving.
Totally.
Aladdin's like, would be so terrifying. Holy shit. I'm going to die tonight.
That's right. So you look through the door. You see Bonwin working away. The door is only open like a crack, though. Like if you wanted to get a full view of what was just described, like you would need to do something in order to open the door, you know, to make your way in a little more or at least give you more of a wide view of the room.
Well, it is really curious, but doesn't want to get caught. But really wants to know what she's doing back there. I think the curiosity wins out in Aladdin. And she looks around her for something small, but heavy. She picks up a chunk of ore and hucks it at the door. The front door, not her door to her office, but like the front door of her establishment. What she's hoping is that Bonwin's gonna come out and inspect, and then Aladdin's gonna slip in the door.
Bonwin has been so concentrating on this project because she needs to deliver in the next couple days that she hasn't really noticed the time because she is supposed to be going to benches tonight. So she sort of sits up suddenly, of course, and is like, Thane, can you, I think somebody's here or something. And obviously no response.
Yeah.
And then kind of actually sits up and looks around and realizes like, oh, it's dark outside. Like she's just been totally concentrated on this. And it's like, oh, fine. And so, yeah, had it on one of her hands as she was like adjusting things, takes it off, puts it down, and walks out. He's like, hello? Is there anybody here? And maybe goes to kind of near the front door to look and see if somebody, you know, sometimes people knock after hours or whatever. It's not totally unusual. Heck, Thane could have even come back and been like, are you coming? Because the party started like 2 hours ago.
We're wrapping it up.
So Bonwin comes out, making their way towards the door. You've tucked yourself away off into the side, into the shadows. As they make their way towards the door, you're going to try and bolt into the back room or sneak into the back room?
Sneak in, yeah.
All right, roll.
No child can run quietly.
No.
Even Aladdin knows this.
Make another stealth roll, please.
She's 14. She's all gangly and weird. All right, let's try this one. Oh, fuck off. It's a 6, and that's with my +3 bonus. You're in jail, too.
So, Bonwin, you're making your way to the front to go see if there's somebody who knocked. You look down, and you see this loose piece of ore that was what was thrown that you kind of stub your toe on. And then you hear a
gasp. I walk in, and I see the claws up, you know. Probably didn't just lay them down. You probably have like some sort of like hand mannequin.
Yeah, I would think there'd be like a mold or something. Yeah,
just a hannequin is what I'm going to call it now. Yeah. With these giant claws, and Aladdin can't help herself. She just goes, like, I've made a big mistake.
I mean, of course, Bonwin hears this, but also hears like the tone of that gasp is that this sounds like female and young, probably. Yeah. So I don't think she's going to, like, go back guns blazing. I think she's going...
Grab a hammer off the wall.
Yeah. I think she is curious also and maybe stealths her way back across the room to see what's going on and who's in there. Like, she's armed at all times, essentially, with, like, heavy blunt weapons. So she's not too worried.
Not concerned.
Mm-hmm. Concerned. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Want me to stealth?
Yeah, let's roll a stealth. See how much sneaking happens.
I think. I do have good stealth, so that is a 16.
How long are you standing at the door watching me looking at
for
this
a
thing?
While. Yeah, that's what I
feel
I was
like
thinking.
It's a moment
I
like where
come
I'm like,
over to the door and I see that it is this little ragamuffin. I'm kind of just watching to see, because I don't know, is she going to try and steal stuff? Is she, what's she doing?
Isn't that a great feeling when you know you have the upper hand and you're just like, I wonder what's going to happen next. Yeah. What choices
how's,
is this person going to
play
make?
Out?
So, Aladdin, you're standing there for however long, but you...
Feels like ages.
After an amount of time, as you are inspecting this thing that made you gasp, you get the sense that there's somebody behind
you. I don't think that Aladdin goes up to inspect the item. I think she sees super scary, fucked up claw hand... thing and goes, oh no, and she knows when to quit, and so she's like backing out slowly, probably being like, oh okay, no, this wasn't the place. Mm-mm. Okay, no, I'm just gonna go back down, I think so. And as she's slowly backing away, I think backs straight up into Bonwin and is like, oh my god,
pretty cool, hey?
Oh yeah, pretty.
Super yes, sharp.
I'm
so
here
dangerous.
To,
I worked really hard
inspect,
on those for about a month. I'm sorry, you were telling me some sort of nonsense. You're here to inspect.
You know what? I'm just really sorry.
That's okay. I mean, it's not ideal. You really shouldn't be coming in here.
No, I know. This was the wrong
like
thing
sneaking,
to do. Yeah.
Sneaking in here wasn't, I don't
and
love it.
And I threw
it.
Something at your door and I think I dented it too. I'm really sorry about that too. And now I can pay you for that. Mm-hmm. I think so. So I can just come back later during business hours. And I can repair that door for you.
Can you now?
Just looks like it needs
A good sand.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And then probably like a quick varnish.
Yeah. I mean, those are words related to doors. So that's...
I can do that in the morning for you.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to see that closer up? And I point at the hand.
Oh.
Not realizing that that probably sounds really scary.
Do you want to play a game?
Yeah. Aladdin is like, you know, it looks like real sharp. Are you going to stab me with it? You know what? Give me a weapon too. Like, make it a fair fight. Okay? I have this bucket. And she starts kind of like swing the bucket a little bit. Like,
no, we don't need to fight. I mean, if you want to fight, we can. But I didn't mean we were going to fight. No. I just thought, because you sort of gassed, and I thought maybe you thought it was cool. And I think it's cool. I've been working so hard on this. So,
well, it's like scary cool. It's, that looks super dangerous.
Oh, yeah, it's really scary. It's super dangerous.
I'm so too young to have something like that. You know what?
You know what? That's a great instinct.
Yeah. But like coming in here wasn't, I realize that now.
Okay.
So I should like just go, back.
Okay. Are you hungry?
Yes.
Oh, there's more than one of you. Where's that voice coming from?
We'll be right back. It's the middle.
Hey, friends, thanks for being here. Hopefully you're having a great week.
I hope so. Russ said he wasn't going to be here, and now he's here. So I feel like it's really thrown off all the plans, Russ, that Amy and Tom and I made just with our eyes.
Yep,
oh,
right.
Yes, we were
well, you said,
prepared.
I'm just going to pop out.
And
can
you
guys
just
do this yourself?
Talk about weed for 10 minutes?
Yeah. I don't know what you're referring to, sir.
Two minutes.
Yeah. No, it's counting.
It was like one.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I'm sorry to have thrown you off. I was going to let the dog out, but he's sleeping, so I thought I could come join my friends, but I guess not. I'll just sit here in silence.
I'm glad you're here.
I mean, you're definitely not supposed to wake sleeping dogs. We know that.
Yeah, let them lie.
Steer this ship, honey. Go for it.
So we were going to talk about book club?
We're going to talk about book club.
Yeah.
Yes. Book club, we meet quarterly. All patrons are welcome. You can go to patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And this month, this quarter, we're meeting on March 7th. So you still have time to read the book.
Yes.
If you're kind of keen. That's like a week. You got time.
You got time.
Yeah.
And this month we are reading A Snake Fell to Earth by Darcy Little Badger, and I haven't finished yet, but it's a delight so far. So read it. Come join us. It's really fun.
Absolutely. And or don't read it. Come join us. Hear us talk about this book and other things.
Speaking of other things that happen for our patrons, we dedicate an episode every time to one of our patrons. So thank you, Jordan McKenzie.
Jordan McKenzie.
Doesn't that sound like a cool kid?
Absolutely.
Jordan McKenzie, right? Oh, yeah.
It's such a cool kid name.
Maybe.
Like, he might not have been the quarterback, but he was on the football team.
Well, I was thinking, like,
or the cheerleader. It could be either.
I like that.
I was thinking, basketball team. Jordan McKenzie.
Oh, that's fun.
Okay.
Like, I was thinking just, like, cool kid. Like, not a sports kid. Like, a kid I would think was cool. So I guess Jordans are all things.
Yeah.
So thanks, Jordan.
If you're a Jordan
Whoever
out there,
you
can be anything you want.
You can be anything you want. We just plotted out several different futures for you.
We did.
And that's it for today's middle place.
Featuring like 75% less Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, put in the comments, don't hurt my feelings.
You can log your complaints. We know you love him.
Yeah. Thanks, friends. Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
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 The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Oh, there's There's more than one of you. Where's that voice coming from?
No, that I am a voice thrower.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you do different voices with the throwing. That's really cool.
Yeah.
You should join the circus or something.
That would be so cool.
It's just, I made a whole thing of like crudités and stuff, and I'm heading out and I was going to bring it with me, but there's a lot. So like if you wanted like some veggies and some cookies, and it's fine.
Maybe just a couple for the road. They're not poisoned, right?
No, I wasn't actually going to bring a poison tray of food to my friends. No, these were,
okay,
yeah. I'm going to eat these. So, yeah, no, safe. Here, let me just, are you just right in the bucket?
Yes, please. She holds out her bucket.
Bonwin had put some stuff together to take to benches because she doesn't love the food there. But
I mean, it's a lot of fried options.
It's a lot of fried stuff. It's heavy like food, some veggies and stuff. Yeah. And just, it's nice to have something to snack on. And it's kind of like a party atmosphere because Brood Awakening's back open.
You can bring something to a party.
Yeah.
That's what you
do. And she has also realized now that she's quite late. So, like, probably she's the only one even going to eat this food. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I'm Bonwin. What's your name?
Oh, I know. Aladdin.
Oh, hey, Aladdin. Nice to meet you.
Yes, you too. You are very nice. Right now, considering that I am in here and I did not get permission, so...
You didn't get permission. You know what? I could be wrong. I'm usually a very good judge of character, though. I don't think you were going to take anything.
No. See, I just like to look at stuff.
Okay. And what about, your friend? Do you want... I'll just put a couple extra things in.
That'd be great. Sometimes my throne voice is also hungry and likes the cookies that have the raisins in it.
I'm Tally.
Oh my God, Tally.
And Bonwin does move over, obviously, to where the voice is coming from. I was like, huh. You know, my gran always said that there was tunnels that ran totally under the city, but...
Oh, yeah, that...
I didn't really believe her, but
yeah,
I should have.
No, it's just a myth. And if there are any noises coming
from...
And
I'm gonna lift it up.
You know what? You don't gotta.
It's a myth you hear as the door opens. And you see... Yeah, you see Tally, who's...
Hi, Tally.
Even smaller
Bonwin.
Than Aladdin. Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Why don't you just come on up?
Okay, yeah, of course.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Yeah,
it's totally fine.
Fancy meeting you here.
And I kind of like looked down like, huh. Yeah, Gran always said, never believed her. Thought she was, you know, just telling me bedtime stories. And I'm going to put the thing back down and like push something over top of it.
That's
fair.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Tally.
Hi.
We're going to talk about this later.
About what?
About following directions.
You didn't yell, Tally, run.
I didn't, but I also said that if anything happened, that you run back.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, you know what's true? You know what's true now, Tally?
What?
I'm sorry to do this in front of you, Bonwin. We can't use these tunnels no more.
Well, I mean, that's just one door. There are many doors.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not telling you not to use the tunnels. I'm just asking you to please not use the tunnel into my place of business.
Oh, I promise
I mean,
won't.
I mean, Thane sleeps down here. I got my place upstairs. I would feel weird. You guys seem very nice, but if like a bunch of, like...
I did
let's
not.
Let's just assume that entrance is like
we're
just
we're the
gone.
Only ones who know about them.
Well, we were.
Well, I mean, there were other people
I mean,
looking
I won't tell.
For
also,
them.
I did not know that you guys also live here, because like that was super weird to come into somebody's house. We would never do that.
Oops.
We thought we were just gonna see some like cool stuff and see what you got going on here.
Maybe if you like, you could come back tomorrow or another time in the day
to fix that door.
Number one, you gotta fix that door, and then maybe I could just show you around a little bit. If you're curious about like what happens in here, I can show you. It's super interesting and cool. We make all kinds of awesome stuff.
As they're listening to Bonwin, they're absolutely picking out on the food that That's in Aladdin's bucket. They're just like,
Yeah, why don't really you? Good. I've actually got to get over to Brood Awakening. It's a whole thing. They were closed. Anyway, but yeah, why don't you come back sometime?
Okay.
Aladdin, Tally, so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
You
this
too.
This was lovely. Yeah.
And we will pay you back for the food. And
no,
and
don't worry about that. It's
money?
Extra.
In
you know
fact,
what? Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because if you have money, you have to give it away. That's what they say. God.
Absolutely.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Especially in this town.
Because we heard that Brood Awakening, that Bench almost wasn't allowed to open it anymore.
Yeah.
And we thought
you
that was
come,
pretty criminal.
You know what? If nothing else, you guys should come to the next Business Association meeting, because there's always lots of snacks, and we mostly just get mad about, you know, the mayor and paying taxes, and it's kind of a fun night, but mostly snacks.
Sounds fun.
Okay.
Just
nothing
snacks
else.
Sure.
Yeah. We are an independently owned business.
Oh, okay. Good for
we
you.
Don't, mm-hmm.
we, it's more of a co-op.
Independent contractors.
Yes, we do lots of things.
Free freelancers.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes.
We can help too.
We do work for free.
No. We work off, we're going to, because you gave us this stuff, and that was super nice of you. But we will like totally pay you back. And, yeah. and I have sandpaper over, back, home. And, yeah, I will be here first thing in the morning fixing that door. And, as she's talking, they're slowly moving back to the front entry, not the covered up tunnel.
Covered now.
Like trying to move like a workbench. Be like, and we're just going to be out of your hair in just a minute.
And I think as we're like moving towards the door, I'm like picking up the trays that I was going to take with me. And we probably all like sort of exit through the front door together. And I very obviously like pull a big key out of my pocket and lock the door.
That's a good idea.
Safety first. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I said, wonderful to meet you both, and I hope I see you around.
We'll see you.
And I kind of like throw a couple more things in the bucket.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thanks, Bonwin.
Yeah,
you're really kind. Tally, we should go.
We're going.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Okay. Good night.
All right, bye. You're dead.
We cut over to the Brood Awakening, and the door opens. There's a loud and joyous band playing, and everybody's singing in chorus as Bonwin, you enter with your trays of crudité, and everybody all together now. I get knocked down, but I get up again.
You're never gonna keep me down.
And I get Bonwin's here.
Oh, the police!
June, you gotta keep it down. Daisy's just over there.
Ah, he gets it.
I get it.
Hey, everybody. Sorry I'm late. Just congratulations, Bench.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, rousing party. Having a great time.
So happy.
I put on a new coat of paint.
It looks amazing in here.
I mean, that one wall over there didn't quite dry in time, but, you know, the rest did.
So don't lean against that wall is your tip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not great.
Perfect.
Turn and you look and you see a guy who was leaning against the wall and steps away from it, and his back is entirely pink.
Bonwin, they'll get you a drink. Put your platters down. We got fried stuff, you know.
Yeah, Kevlar, and just help yourself if you like to eat a vegetable. Up to you.
I've been known to dabble every now and then.
All right, well, yeah, help yourself. June, everybody, just help yourselves.
Thane comes over and says, "What took you so long?"
Oh, man. The craziest thing just happened. But I'll tell you later.
Okay.
This is a party.
Yeah,
this is fine.
Cav was just telling me about the work he's doing here.
Oh, okay. Is it really like numbers based? Because that isn't...
I mean, kind of, but that's like the inner workings of it. Mm. The overall scope is there's like a lot of money that gets spent in this town.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, have you seen the gold fountains?
Well, yeah, and like the statues and all the ornate.
They change the statue's face every other
week. It's pretty crazy, right? So anyway, yeah, I've been looking into like where this money's been being spent.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, if you have any questions about like history down in the artisan district and sort of the way the tax rate has risen from, like, you know, a sort of...
Reasonable?
A reasonable rate that, like, sort of kept us in road repairs and schools and things, and then kept increasing really steadily to about the 80% rate it's at now.
Fucking ridiculous.
Whoa.
It is ridiculous, June.
Oh, my.
And the schools are closed, and it's...
Well, I was going to say, like, the roads look like they're in bad shape. So is that not continued? The level of care is not continued with the spending?
Yeah. Shitty roads, dumb kids.
Yeah, that could be our town motto, but I'd really rather it wasn't. Sorry, you probably don't want to talk about work here, but we have like a business association meeting first Tuesday of every month at my place at Everbane. So if you want to like get a feel for how things are kind of in that district of the town, swing
100%
on by. There's also...
I'd love to come by.
Oh my, I didn't even tell you the best part.
Oh, okay.
There's snacks.
What's the best? Oh, you got me.
Yeah. Oh, it's some snacks.
The best little sandwiches from Tiny Sandos and more.
Yeah, you might need to fight Thane for the snacks because they usually get to clean up whatever is left.
Yeah,
but...
you don't have to fight me much.
They're looking pretty strong, but I'll take it into consideration.
The evening carries on, and everybody has a few drinks more, and the band begins to quiet down, and it's just the last few of you who are hanging out as Bench is cleaning up a little bit and ushering some folks out the door. As he shuts the door behind a group of drunk individuals, there's a what sounds like a heavy knock at the door. And he takes a few steps away and then hears the knock and then walks back and opens the door. And there's nobody there, but there is a piece of paper that's been nailed to the door. And he says, "Oh, what the fuck is this?" And you all turn at that and he pulls it off and he says, Oh, they didn't shut me down. It's good. I've only been open less than 24 hours. Walks over and says, adventurers wanted. It looks like Ignatius is calling for a group of adventurers to go up into the mountains. And he puts it down and goes back and picking up a few more glasses as he goes, puts that down in front of you.
Yeah, I just did a new weapon for Ignatius, so I kind of figured he'd be putting out the call soon.
No, call for what exactly?
Well, sometimes the nobles, I don't know if it was like this in Kingstown, but they like to play at being like fun adventurers and they go off and they try and find treasure and like basically like hire normal people to like escort them out and to do an adventure.
I've been on a couple.
Okay, so they're essentially cosplaying.
Yes. So they're like just playing at needing to work for money. And that's fun.
It's like camping.
I mean, your tone implies otherwise.
Yeah, like camping.
Yeah.
Yeah, they usually bring someone to like cook fancy meals and carry all of their things. But of course, the adventurers just like do the work, carry their own gear. I mean, it's not the worst way to spend a weekend, I don't think, but
he pays okay.
He does pay okay. You had that one fun one, June.
That's right. I shot a rabbit.
Yeah.
It didn't see it coming.
Like one of those big rabbits. Yeah, not like Kevlar, and you're probably thinking like, yeah, who hasn't shot a rabbit?
Bunny.
But this is like
sure.
One of those, like a big rabbit.
Yeah.
Okay.
It had like fangs.
It had fangs. It's not just like, you know, a little fluffy
sounds
bunny.
Sounds like a terrifying rabbit.
It was pretty terrifying.
I don't shoot things unprovoked. It started.
And June just like stone cold shot
it
down.
Stone cold killer.
If you're lucky sometime, if June ever invites you over for tea, you can see that she has used the fur from the giant rabbit to make this great cover for her couch. And there's like a big tail. It's like a cushion. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. And its antlers are on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. June, a lot more hardcore than I initially thought. I love it.
June is hardcore. Days, earmuffs.
Roger.
You're messed up. June, what do you think about the cops?
Fuck the police.
Yeah, June's kind of hardcore.
Love it.
Yeah, Cav, I mean, we know we had fun on boys' night, but, like, this is a, this would be a great way to get to know some of the nobles and see how they, funnel money.
I mean...
You said you, you mentioned that you were, like, off in the mountains at some point, too. Like, you've been around, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I didn't even think about going out there to, like, see this in action, but that makes total sense.
There's usually a bit of, like, a recruitment process you gotta kind of work through, but, you look, I mean... Do the stairs a couple times before, and then you'll be okay.
Well, I mean, we both know that's not true.
You're a big strapping person. You're going to be fine. Would you like to do it? I mean, I know Ignatius, so...
Does the mayor ever go on these?
Not that I know of.
I don't...
Okay, but like people who know the mayor closely.
Oh, yeah.
Like all of that class.
Tight with all of them, yeah.
Okay, yeah, totally. Like, sign me up. Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. To, like, spy?
I mean, just to get a general lay of the land, sure.
And maybe get a couple of coppers to fix that fucking hole in your door he just put.
We hear the sound of a quiet conversation that is picking up as we get closer to Aladdin and Tally, who are making their way back home through the streets. I'm really sorry for saying that I was there. She sounded very nice through the wood in the floor.
Well, we're really lucky that she is nice. You didn't see that claw thing in the back room.
Well,
that it was terrifying. Tally, listen, you know I'm the bravest person.
So brave. I mean, you found those tunnels, you went in those tunnels many times.
I almost peed my pants. I thought I was gonna die.
In the tunnels?
No! With the big claw hand glove thing.
Yeah, no, that sounds very scary. I'm glad I didn't see that, because if I got in there, I probably would have screamed.
Well, and you know what, though?
Yeah.
That could have been a bad situation.
It could have been a
you
bad situation.
You should have just followed directions.
It sounded fine. I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're little. You have a lot to learn. And don't eat all of these. Gotta bring some back.
Okay.
She pulls a bucket away from her.
As you round the corner towards the stables, you see a couple people putting up signs on posts and doorways. You kind of tuck off to the side as they're making their way past the stables, and they keep going along their way, not noticing you or hearing you. You carry down slowly, making sure they're gone, and then you go up to one of these signs, and it's got a pile of gold in the center of the piece of paper. And above it, it says Adventurers Wanted. It has a time and to meet outside the barracks the next day.
Oh, I think I know how we can pay Bonwin back. And when I say we, I mean me.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Tally, you lost a little bit of trust. I'm not going to lie.
I understand. I also didn't break the door.
Tally, I didn't break the door. I dented it with a rock.
I don't hear the difference.
Breaking something implies that it's a big break. But here's the thing. I don't like to be in debt to no one.
Of course.
So these cookies, they mean something. These cookies mean I owe her a favor. That door means I owe her a favor. I do not like owing people stuff. So if I go and do this...
Oh. Are you an adventurer?
Well, I could be.
Absolutely, you could be.
I'm really brave.
You're really brave.
I have skills.
You have skills.
I could do this.
You
and then
do
I can
this.
Bring the money back, and I can give what I owe to Bonwin,
what we owe
to Bonwin
collectively.
And then even probably have some left over to put a lock on our door.
A lock on our door?
You saw that big key?
That was a pretty big key. That probably keeps pretty big things out.
That's right. It probably keep those animals out.
You're going to do this tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. And she rips it down. Folds it up, puts it in her bucket.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 3, Episode 8. This episode starred Amy Moore as Aladdin, Carla Maxted as Bonwin Everbane, Tom Laird as Kevlarin Goldweave,
and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Dialogue editing by Carla Maxted and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. Our amazing cover art and character designs are by Matt Garbutt. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Kat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Craig Zeiss, Perry Mady, Ongeron Kiersen, Old School Gamer D, L.A. Branton, Nathaniel Teeter, Luna, and Aaron. And a thank you to Sharon B. for giving us the name Kolu Kalei. Really appreciate it, Sharon. If you want to help us out and build the world along with us, well, we need your help. You can go to patreon.com/dumbdragoncast and sign up today with a 7-day free trial where you can help us build the world and get access to a whole world of other bonus content, like The Adventures Of, which is a Patreon-exclusive show that only the coolest kids are listening to right now. That's right, you too could be a cool kid. Don't miss out! And so you can stay in the know with everything we have coming up, sign up for our newsletter. There's a link tree down in the description, which will take you directly to our newsletter sign up so you don't miss out there. But that's all I've got for you now. Be a cool kid. Come sign up at Patreon. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings. I am the modestly handsome obituary writer of this fetching town of Crestfall, Idaho, and this is Death by Dying. Death is exhausting. And so, after a long day of funeral attending, I had retired to my apartment to get some shut-eye. I loosened my Versace tie and changed into my Egyptian silk pajamas.
Are you the detective in town?
No, I'm the obituary writer.
Really? Someone said you solve murder cases.
Murder?
I'm Charlotte, by the way.
Forgive me, but I haven't gotten past the murder part. Charlotte, the friend I now have, is staying in the apartment above her Aunt Lillian's bookshop.
She was my aunt. She was all I had growing up. I need to know why she's gone.
Murder is the spice of life. I knew just who I had to see. The Angel of Death. We have become friends over the years.
Careful. Death is ever present.
Her pet, the button-eyed raven, moaned inconsolably as usual.
Your friends are abandoning you, one by one.
You write about death, O.W., but how much do you know about what it feels like to lose someone?
The shadow in the dark woods is making its way into Crestfall.
Listen to Death by Dying on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcatcher.